Paul, what do you want out of the FA Cup this season?
Go as far as we can. Listen, I've been in the game long enough to know that if you're in a competition, and as long as you're in it, go and try and win it. And I've never varied from being a player. I've never varied from being a manager. My own career has been pretty successful, and I've won a lot of things. So never in any competition to lose it. You can try and win it. And I know it's really difficult, the FA Cup, but up against a really good Stoke side as well and against a Premiership side. But the Cup sometimes is a great thing of throwing things up.
So could a team from this level win it?
The way the game's going now and the way it's evolved, it's difficult.
Sure.
But they can get really close to it and can get really far with it. And you've got to remember, you look at the Premiership's the strongest is what it's been for many a year. I think anybody in that top six now can win that title. And the way the money is and the finances are, it's extremely difficult. But that's not to say a team from the Championship can get a really good hit at it.
And another thing you can get is a lot of goodwill and excitement amongst your supporters. Mm. For whatever we say about the Cup and its position in relation to the different leagues, you're taking 4,500 fans, for example, and other clubs in your position will be doing the same.
Yeah, and I think we're just... It's funny, because I just sense it for the crowd that they know we're playing well.
Mm.
And I think that's the beauty about it. They know we're playing well. They know they've got a team there. I think it looks like a team and looks full of running, full of energy. And if we can keep that and... regardless who plays, then the crowd will back us to the days long. So, and we'll take, as you said there, 4,500 fans up there, and it'll be a brilliant occasion for us to go there. And great stadium, really against a really good side. And but if we do what we've been doing of late, then hopefully we'll have a chance.
And there really was a feeling at that Sheffield Wednesday game that you are getting somewhere.
No, I sensed that a few weeks ago that even against Fulham, I can go way back to that. We're getting there, and it's exciting football we're playing. As I said before, it's sometimes a bit heart racing at times, but it's exciting. I'll give it that, and I'd rather have it than not. And we've got really talented kids that play the game and play exciting football. They'll make mistakes because they're young, but if they keep playing the way they're playing, then we're on the right road. That's for sure.
All right, here comes another group of journalist clichés about the Cup. There's no pressure on you in this game.
Yeah.
The pressure's on them, they're the Premier League side. Your lads can go and express themselves, enjoy themselves. Is there anything in any of that?
The only way you enjoy is if you're well in the game. I think that's... I take the point of there's no pressure on us. There is to an extent, because we've got to try and get through. But the onus is, it's like if a League One team are coming to play us at home, or a League Two team, the pressure would be on us. So it's kind of role reversal a little bit on that side, but any given day, in one given game, you can beat anybody. You need a little bit of break, you need a little things to go your way, but on a given day, you can win.
Do you have some more selection options than you might if it was a league game? And I say that knowing that you've already shown us you're willing to put some of the young players in, and they have responded when you've done so.
Oh, they've been fantastic, they really have. And I think what's happened to you in the last few weeks is with Enna Bakari getting in and Conor Ronan playing as well as what he's done, and young Harry playing. I think, as I said before, I might be in the right place at the right time with the younger ones coming through. The best young group I've seen, I said it before, when I first came in, I've seen in many a year. And the way they're performing since I've been in has been exceptionally high. And with respect to the older lads, I think that's important as well. And to be fair, they've earned the right to come in. If I never thought they could do it, I wouldn't play them. They've certainly earned the right to be round about me, and the rest, when they're out in that pitch, they've done it themselves.
It's one thing for them to be able to play, and anybody who's seen some of the Checker Trade Trophy game, for example, knows they can play. Yeah. But it's another to come in, for example, for a first start, as Ronan did the other day, and play from the off with that sort of confidence. You've not only got the ability to do that, but you've got to have something in your mind to get you to do that.
I think football, you've got to mentally be able to handle an occasion. I think you can have a great talent and mentally not handle it. And people, I don't think people really realise that if you can handle a crowd and 30,000, 40,000 people watching you, and you're willing to take the ball any occasion, then that takes bravery. And the two of them have done it. Even Bright, it's a different type of player. But my God, he's a talent, big talent. And two totally different players, but two excellent young footballers, I think, will just get better and better.
So is there something happening here with the academy? And I appreciate, obviously, you haven't been here too long, and your time's mostly taken up by the first team, presumably, but are you observing things happening here that are making that happen?
It's funny, I've seen it to Scott Sellers. If the kids keep doing well, it's my idea. If they do rotten, it's Scott's fault. And the... No, listen, Scott and the academy people here before my time, and Scott and people, Jerry and Darren, people like that, whoever actually saw the kids playing in the first place deserve a big bit of credit for what's happened. They're the ones that developed them into the players and into the people they are and characters that they are. All I've done is probably enhanced their feeling of, if you're good enough, then you're young enough to get thrown in. And I think that's... So it's testament to everybody at the club. No, listen, and I'm only a little part of it, probably, but them lads deserve a great credit for what they've done.
Are there any players that... You've obviously got several on loan in various different ways. Are there any restrictions on any of them to play in the FA Cup?
What, the kids?
No, for example, like Steeman's on loan and players like that can't play.
I think Richard, I think, is okay for it. As you said, they've got one or two injuries coming back that I'll maybe look at as well. So there'll be more, maybe one or two changes, because we've played a lot of games in a short space of time. And one or two come back for injury that I'll have a think. I'll go as strong as I can. And we also need to get lads game time as well. Because if anything happens to the ones that have been playing regular football, anything happens to them and we don't have people up to game speed, then it becomes a problem.
And has anything then moved... Now that we're into the transfer month, the transfer window, has anything moved in these early days? I keep hearing Ben Marshall's name mentioned, but are there anything moved on since we last spoke?
There's one or two things we're trying, Mike. There's one or two, and as I said before, we have got nearly 30 players here.
Sure.
If we keep adding to that, one, your finances are going out of control. Two, there's too many people to train, and you can't keep everybody happy. At times, we have to try and manoeuvre a few as well. But
so is that happening at all yet?
Listen, there's lads that will probably know that we'll try and make space. They've got to play for themselves as well. They've got to, for their own mind's sake as well. It's important for them. As I said, there's no ill feeling. There's no animosity. It's just football. You can't have 30-odd players.
But it's not always as easy as people think, just to have a clear out.
No, you can't. You just can't magic them out the door, really. Yeah. Up until that happens, they're Wolves players. And, it's still too much for us to carry, financially, and too much personnel-wise.